careful on every block country. I just wished he'd watch them like hawks, and I wished he'd watch their contacts with opinion molders and with the Hill. That just scares hell out of me when I see where Chinese communists give $3,000 to somebody, and then they up there the next day talking to Morris, and the next day I see Morris's speech. That scares me. And when I see it, Fulbright stopped there at 1 o'clock till dinner, and the next day he's examining Rusk. And that scares me. And the thing I'm more frightened about than anything else in our government now is not whipping them Vietnam.
Right.
It's not the economic situation. It's not our being strong militarily with Magnum. Thing I'm afraid of is these sons of bitches born from within. Now you take this Abba Schwartz, he had just murdered me over here, and he's a no good bastard.
But not enough people know of his background, Mr. President. He has a bad background. And if he could easily leak out several good trusted contacts, I think turn the tide regarding him. That man's no good.
No, he's not. But I think I've cut his peter off.
I hope so. I'd like to mention one other thing if I could, sir. I went up and talked with Everett Turchin and Bert Hickenlooper about this forest matter.
Yep.
And dealing with the Chinese Red.
Yep.
And the day following it, Hickenlooper was the chairman of Policy Russia. Turchin sat next to him to his right, leaned over and said that Speak to Lois, come up and see you. Hickenlooper told him, yes, he had. About it here. So the only thing I can say about the whole thing is he's surprised. What's going to happen next? They were both appalled and horrified at what was going on.
Yeah. Well, I think you ought to make a little chronological study now on the pause. I know that Mansfield told me to bring you and talk to him, urging him. I know that Fulbright told me to talk to him, and I know Morris came to see me and told me to talk to him. I know Drew Pearson came to see me and told me to talk to him. I know Bundy told me he talked to him. That's five that I know of. Now, there's some other senators, and I don't know whether the churches, I don't know what their outfit is, but I'd look at those contacts from July of last year till January of this year and see who ate there and who went there. But I think you'll find at least 7 or 8 of them dead. And I think we ought to watch the bringing. I told my group when they were insisting we ought to try it, I said, he's the same guy told Kennedy that they didn't have missiles in Cuba. He won't tell the truth. He just doesn't tell it. But I think we've got to see who they're seeing and so on and so forth. McNamara asked me to call y'all up and tell y'all to start watching what Alsop's doing, because he's got a bunch of secret documents that he's taking out of the files. And I told him I just didn't believe I could do that now with a columnist. He felt very strong that we ought to go to listen to him. And I told him not to. But he's crazy and he's going back to Hong Kong and Saigon. He says he can't get secret information here, he's going there. Do y'all have anything, you don't have anything in Vietnam, do you?
No, sir, we don't. You can always do anything you want to. We're opening a new office in Hong Kong. In fact, the man will be there in a few days.
I'm not sure it wouldn't be good if you had a real top man to kind of watch things there, what's happening.
Mr. President, you remember on this fellow that you're talking about also,
oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. I remember all about it. Moscow's got it, and I remember that Gilpatrick gave him some.
Right.
But the plan last November, the intelligence plan last November, he got hold of it.
Yep.
And he's been over here threatening all of us with it. And he says now that he's got to go back to Vietnam to get intelligence reports because he's been cut off of me. Rayburn won't give them to him anymore. And that's CIA, and so they're trying to discredit Rayburn.
Right. Well, the Soviets got him in a hell of a fix.
Yeah, I know that.
Forgetting that. Almost just forgetting it. If that ever came out, well, he'd be ruined forever.
we better do is just be sure he doesn't get any more information. We better watch the Hong Kong thing. I think he has these stops in Hong Kong for little pleasures. And I think in Vietnam we ought to see the junior officers that he sees. But you can't, if you let Lodge or any of them know it, why then it's out. But your Hong Kong man ought to probably get acquainted a little bit over in Vietnam ahead of time. If you can, go over and make a little visit.
All right.
You let me know now. I want you to talk to this President of Western Union. Scare hell out of him.
That'll be done.